So that doorbell is just Andrew arriving. We'd already started, Andrew. We already started. So today I am here with Trina. I don't even want to attempt your surname.
I can say it, Trine Daimi Kaliomäki.
See, when you say it, it sounds really simple, but I just know I'm going to not say it properly.
But you can say Trine Daimi.
I can say Trine Daimi for sure. Trine is based out of Copenhagen, yeah? Denmark? And I mean, I knew Denmark, but I wasn't 100% sure of Copenhagen. I can't even remember how we met, but we've been business buddies on LinkedIn for a while now. And you're taking us to the middle of nowhere, Finland.
So we are in the very eastern part of Finland, in a part of the country that is also called Karelia. And Karelia is part of Finland that is both in Finland and it's also in Russia. And this was the part of Finland that they fought about in the Winter War and the Continuation War, which took place at the same time as Second World War. And
Okay.
this place is also very much the heart of Finnish culture, because this house that we are looking at, that's the Bard's house, and I think it's not the this is a museum, but in the back there are some very old country houses, and this is where a woman was. I forget her name, but she lived here. And in the 1800s, a man came by called Elias Lönnrot, and he collected songs. He collected traditional songs. And there was a woman, and she was very good at singing songs. Elias Lönnrot went and collected all these songs. And the songs are sort of the oral history of Finland. You know, in the Nordic countries, we have this traditional stories that tells us the old ancient religion and the story about who we are. And here in Finland, it was these poet singers that collected the history. So he went out and collected her songs, and he came to her house, and then he said, "Could you please sing for me, because I want all the songs that you know?" And she said, "No, I can't, because I need to do the harvesting." And so he had to go out and get some men to do the harvesting so that she could sing to him. And these songs, they have become the national, oh, I don't even know the English word, but it's a work called Gallivala. And that explains the whole origin of Finland and the fight about Sampo. And it's so much the culture of Finland is rooted in these stories. So, and if we turn around, can we turn around?
You can turn.
Yeah, we can turn around, because then on the other side of the street is a restaurant that serves traditional Finnish courses that are all originated in this part of Finland that is called Karelia. And they are things like, now I get the languages mixed up, but they're sort of pies with rice porridge inside, and they are called Karjalan piirakka. So they are, every person in Finland eats this. Whenever it's the afternoon or when it's a party or something, and it's sort of a very thin rye bread dough with rice porridge in the middle. And you can get all other traditional courses from Finland here. And also this town, which is called Ilomantsi, which is very far to the east in Finland, is sort of where east and west meets. because when Finland was first a place where the Finns lived, maybe 10,000 years ago, all the Finns came from the east. And then the Swedes came from the west and invaded the country, but they sort of met here. So in this town, they have both the Orthodox religion and they have the Protestantic religion, the Lutheran Church. And it all lives side by side here, very old traditions. And I think it's so funny that, East and West meets here in this very, very small town, very far out in the countryside.
That's really interesting. I never really considered that as being part of what Finland is, that meeting place of East and West. Because in terms of the topography, I guess we kind of, we lug it in with the Nordic countries, but it feels also very different from, and I'm not saying that Sweden, Norway, and Denmark are all the same, but they have a very shared history, right?
Yes, we are
More
very
so than
similar.
Finland.
And I would say that what we have, the Finnish society is very much the same kind of society that we have in Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. So it's a modern welfare society. But also, they have this Eastern mindset that has always made them. They were always threatened by Russia, Soviet Union, whatever was on the other side of the border. But at the same time, they master this political game of keeping friends with Russia. Since Second World War, there has been no more wars between the countries. So they have mastered this being friends with Russia and at the same time being friends with the West. So many very important meetings between the countries of the world have been held in Helsinki because it's a place where they're sort of in the middle of both worlds. And there are also many Russians living in this part of Finland. So yeah, it holds both sides. It understands both sides and can be friends with both sides. That's something that the Finns understand very well. To not just, march forward and, stand their ground, but they know how to mingle and how to play the game so that nobody is really cross with them.
I mean, that's very much like you're just really describing that political situation, but do you think that sort of translates into the culture as well, where they are able to sort of hold different perspectives more effectively?
Yes, I think so. I think so. And they were always at this position between East and West. And unlike the other Eastern countries in Europe, they were never occupied by Russia. They were never occupied by Soviet Union. They were always a free country. And that's something they have mastered. So they were attacked and they fought back. And also today they very much understand Ukraine because they have lived with this threat forever. And they know what it is to be a small country compared to Russia and have to fight back, fight for your independence. It's also a young country. They're only 107 years old
Oh.
since it became a Finnish nation because they were always under Swedish rule. So they have it in, there was, I think it was the foreign minister once that said, "We are not Swedes and we don't want to be Russians, so let us be Finns." Because
Okay.
they have both sides in their culture. That's, popular speaking. Of course, I don't think they would say that themselves, but they have been influenced by Russia and influenced by Sweden, and now they stand as themselves.
Fascinating. Yeah, what's
Yeah.
interesting to me too, like looking at the map,
like pulling it up and looking at it, this where we're at, it's farther east than St. Petersburg. Like when you really think about it, like on the latitude and the longitude, right? Like it's farther east. And it's funny to me because like I always forget how far east Finland is. Like I always just think it's up in the north and the countries are a little skinnier and it's just above Denmark. And I forget like how Finland borders in Russia right there. And like it's pretty far east. So when you say the marriage of like, marriage might be the wrong word, but just for what we were saying of like bringing together the east and the west, this really is kind of the perfect place when you think about it. Because when you look at Helsinki, in the south, it still is pretty far east compared to the rest of that Western Europe that we're also familiar with. So I've never thought of it that way until you brought it up. It's really powerful to think that way, but also know like what they might have gone through, in this specific area of just being so close to Russia, but also like being kind of in the middle of everybody.
And even though they are a Western-oriented country, they had no alliance during World War II because everybody was the Western country were allied with let me see, Russia. I was just forgetting if it was Russia or Soviet Union. I suppose it was Soviet Union at that time. Against Germany. But Finland was attacked by Russia, by Soviet Union, so they couldn't ally themselves. They had Sweden as their closest neighbor, but Sweden was neutral, Norway was neutral, and Denmark was a little bit far away. So they had no alliance except the Germans, which they invited in at some point to help them defend their border. So yeah, it is quite Eastern. And I think Ilomantsi is the easternmost town in Finland, actually. So it's very close to Russia and what was called the Soviet Union.
It's
It
really,
is, yeah.
yeah, it's so interesting. Like I said, it's so easy because we just kind of think of it as oh, one of the Nordic countries, right? But
Yes.
it has a significantly different history, and the placement is so different compared to the other Nordic countries. It's very
Yes.
interesting, and I've never really considered it that much.
No.
Have you?
No, it is special. And also they have a unique language. The Finnish language is from a different language group than the other Nordic countries.
Yeah, right.
Traditionally, Swedish is also an official language in Finland, but the part of the population that have Swedish as their mother tongue, it's getting smaller and smaller. And Swedish used to be the official language, so all the authorities would speak Swedish, but it's not so common today. So they have this Finnish language, which is just so different. It's very close to Estonian. They can understand each other, some with difficulties, but they can understand each other. But Hungarian, that's a very long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the same language group,
Yeah,
right?
it's the same group.
Turkish apparently is also in that group, but it's even further from it now. But grammatically, there's still some links to that. If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I studied this stuff.
Yeah, I've heard this before about Turkey. I'm not so sure that they're in the same language group, but they have maybe some similarities in the languages. Yeah, but it's quite a unique country.
I wanted to go back a little bit to the singing though, because when you said it, there's this tradition of singing, and it's something that I experienced as well when I lived in Denmark, that there's a lot of sort of communal singing that I really wasn't used to. And there's all these songs that everybody just knows these songs that you sing at like specific milestone events and things like that. I don't know, can you share a little bit about it? Because I know that from Denmark, but you're saying like Finland has a sort of a song tradition as well, or did I just make that up?
Yeah, well, they have this tradition of the, but I think any every country has an oral tradition where you tell the stories of the old times. And so here in Finland, it's just sung. So they sing it, and I think maybe we had that in Denmark too. This is preserved as a very, very long poem in a very big book. And also, the national anthem is a very important song because Finland is such a young nation as a nation. It was a country for 10,000 years. There were Finns living here, but it only became a nation in 1917. So singing the national anthem was very important to unite people in this common culture that they had. But a funny thing about the Finns, because they are often talked about as people that don't speak a lot. And they are a little bit quiet people. That's what they're called. But some of the most speaking people in the world are Finns that I have met. But what they do instead, they play theater. So they have all these local groups that play summer theater, also here in the nearby Ilomantsi. So that's one of the ways that they can, act out and express themselves. Also, here in Ilomantsi, I was visiting an inn, and there was the traditional Friday party. And what they do in Finland, they sing karaoke, and they sing it like mad. And there is never a party in Finland where there is not karaoke. And if you go to Helsinki, there are hundreds of bars where you can go and sing karaoke. And of course, they are all catered to your special desires. So there is one for the people that like heavy metal, one for the people that like pop songs, one for the people that like country western, and one for the people that like the old schlager, and so on and so forth. And that's really a singing tradition that they love in Finland. Never a party, never a gathering of people without karaoke.
Not the country that we generally associate karaoke with.
No. But there is a strange connection between Finland and Japan. They have the same kind of aesthetics. They like things, neat and clean and simple. And they also like karaoke. That's what they have in common. So lots of Japanese tourists like to visit Finland because they feel at home.